Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, give that microphone a jiggle. You're on the jiggly.
Jiggly bit. Is that
there
working?
We
check,
go.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Right.
Super
I'd like
high
to,
tech.
I'd like to thank Tess for this one.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
she just said to me, mushrooms. I thought, how dare you? That's the worst thing I've ever had. Anyway.
Delicious food. Also.
Well, I mean, apart from that, I'd never really thought about them before. I do like a mushroom, to be honest.
Like mushrooms on toast.
Yeah, or cooked in garlic butter.
Oh.
Really, really nice. Anyway, that's all I've ever thought about them before until I did a deep dive into what they're actually all about.
Ooh la la.
And it was a...
Is the technical term fungi?
Well, that's what I was going to say, fungi or fungi.
Fungi.
But anyway, so here we go. The most familiar part of a fungus is their bodies, which is the actual mushroom bit, right?
Okay.
Is that the stem, like the inner stem bit?
Yeah. But... most of their bodies are made up of a mass of thin threads known as mycelium.
Mycelium.
Which actually sounds like somewhere in Roman times, isn't it?
It does. It
I come from
does.
Mycelium, my lord. Anyway, these threads act as a kind of underground internet linking the roots of different plants. That blew my mind to start off with.
Oh, whoa.
The more we learn about these underground networks, the more our ideas about plants have to change, right? Because it's just bonkers. By linking to the fungal network, they can help out their neighbours by sharing nutrients or sabotage unwelcome plants by spreading toxic chemicals throughout
so they can
the network.
Heck. Pretty much be like... Hey mate, what's up? How are you feeling?
Yeah.
What do you need?
It's like the old school phone.
Should we stop this guy?
It's like the old school phone network, you know? Like you call up and someone's always listening to your call and you have to
get
connected
This is the original World Wide Web.
There we go.
When you think about it, the internet. Anyway, about 90% of plants are in a mutually beneficial relationship with fungi, and that is called mycorrhiza.
Mycorrhiza.
Plants are in a mutually benefit relationship
with the fungi.
Okay. so the fungi sit at the bottom of all the plants.
I tell you what, just think Avatar with the tree.
The blue people
tree, yeah.
Avatar.
Yeah, with the tree. Do you remember the tree every time it was a full moon or that? That's actually basically what's going on here in real life.
James Cameron was right.
The plants provide fungi with food in the form of carbohydrates. In exchange, the fungi help the plants suck up water and provide nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen.
Oh, nice.
Via the mycelium fungal network.
So do they, I mean, you might not know the answer to this, because this is the bit I don't get. Do they think, hey guys, I've got this really big tree trunk here and it's really thirsty. Do you mind just like... pushing some water my way.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Shoot it up the tree.
I don't know how they. This is how we'd do it. That was in my mind.
Yeah.
Is that was what was happening? Is they going, "Oi, mate, I've got none of this. Can you sort me out?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll sort you out next time my bloke drops some stuff off." Sort of thing.
I think you've moved into a different territory
anyway,
now.
Well, it's plants as well, isn't it? This has been going on for the research has been going on for ages.
So someone's just texted in to say mushrooms are the biggest living thing in the world. So does that mean their sort of network counts as a single organism?
There is a plant. Oh, I forget where it is because I've actually talked about this a couple of years ago and off the top of my head, I don't think it is a mushroom, but it is a plant. It's absolutely huge.
But I wonder if what they're talking about is that because they're all connected, they make sort of one organism.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In 1997, Suzanne Simard of the University of British Columbia sussed out that Douglas fir trees and paper birch trees can transfer carbon between themselves via the mycelia. And then in 2010, Ren Zeng of South China Agricultural University found that when plants are attacked by harmful fungi, they release chemical signals into the mycelia that warns their neighbours what's going on.
So the mycelia, looping this back around, is the underground network.
It's the mushroom.
So they're connecting through.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, can you tell that mushroom what's going on?
Someone texted in, that's why you should mulch your garden, because fungi grows on mulch.
But isn't Don't we want fungi?
Of course you do.
Grows on. Yeah. Sorry, right.
Gives you all those nitrates.
Well, what we done was, right, this case, we put two tomato plants, and we talked about tomato plants before. Do you remember when they released that stuff?
Yes.
That killed the spider mites?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he's got two tomato plants in a bowl, in a thing, and they've got the fungus in there, and he sprayed one of them with this blight disease, and then about 3 days later, he sprayed the other one, and the second one hardly got anything wrong with it.
Is that because the micellar
had already told him.
Oh. Then, watch out, mate.
So
he's
what he
coming.
Done was, he done an experiment where he had two tomato plants that had no micellar in there, sprayed one, then 3 days later sprayed the other one, they both knackered.
Ah. So they build up a protective fort and they're like, you shall not.
But right, but there is a dark side, right?
Gandalf
some
mushroom.
Plants actually steal from others. You've got the phantom orchid. They don't have
Is that not a Marvel superhero?
It should be, shouldn't it? They don't have chlorophyll, so unlike most plants, they cannot produce their own energy through photosynthesis. So what they do is they get their carbon they need from nearby trees via the micellar.
So, okay, so the phantom orchid is basically manipulating the mushrooms and saying, hey, you know, I'll give you a bit of this if you get me some of that, and then the mushroom steals, like, their minions.
I don't think... Oh, actually, that puts that micellar in a bit of a bind, doesn't it? Really, because you want to be good.
Yeah.
So they obviously have no conscience.
Interesting.
Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Some plants and trees have to compete with their neighbours for resources like water, light, and some release chemicals to harm their rivals. It's called allopathy, and it's common in trees like acacia, sycamores, and eucalyptus. They release substances that reduce the changes of the other plants, becoming it stops them establishing.
Whoa!
Wow!
Man, plants are cool.
There's so much more.
There are so
much more. You could even do a part two, probably.
There are so many mushroom texts coming in, by the way. And
have we got mushroom for them on the text machine?
Hey. Yes, nice one. Somebody said if you sunbathe mushrooms fins up, so I think that's, you know, the bit
upside
under the cap.
Down,
yeah, upside down. They absorb huge amounts of vitamin D, and it's really good for vegetarians, or anybody, I guess, who eats mushrooms.
Wow.
And somebody else has texted in to check out the mushroom burial suit, which is apparently a TED talk you can watch, and I just Googled it, and it looks bonkers. Look at this photo of this woman... wearing, I mean, she looks like a mushroom, but I think the idea is that it's like filled with mushroom spores, and then you kind of put it on people maybe when they die and they get buried, and then it's somehow good for the environment. I'm going to go watch that TED talk because it sounds very weird.
I feel like we don't even fully understand the mushroom world yet.
Well, I've got the point. I don't want to eat it anymore, actually.
So that was my thing. I was like, do I still eat them? Because now I'm like, am I ruining the mycelia?
Someone's texted in, we're all slaves of fungi and become fungi food.
That's intense.
I've enjoyed the mushroom chat.
It's outrageous.
Nature, what is all that about? We'll never know, will we, really? Do you know what I mean?
We never will. No. Nah. It'll take us all of our lives to work out.
Just how useless are we?
Oh, so you know useless, what I mean? Rob. Actually, we're incredibly intelligent, but we're so loose.
Are we, though? There you go. Well, I'm not, but there you go.
I'm gonna hit this sting.
Yes.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
I'm just a bit of a backstory here. I'm trying to do the shortest poem I can. Not because I'm lazy, because it's really difficult to do this.
Can I just flag that Rob's covering his poem with his hands so that I don't read it before he reads it on air?
My favourite poem of all time is by Spike Milligan, and it's called Microbes, and there's only two words, and it says Adam Haddam. That is genius.
Yes.
Absolutely genius. Well, this I'm not, but this is my attempt at it. Ding dong, orange balloon head's gone.
That's a good poem.
Oh, that's awesome.
Snaps for that one.
Thank you.
Also, nice and satisfying as well.
Yes.
Short, sharp, punchy, straight to the point.
Miss him already. No, I don't.
Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Hey, Rob, someone says you seem like a real...